This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Speaking of volatility, we want to talk about some shows that are not having the greatest time, or should we move forward?
Who are you talking about? What show are you talking about?
What's the blueprint to having a long-term running media empire and show, Rashad and Troy? Or we can skip it.
Positive relationships.
It's a lot of breakups happening too. Troy, do you have any marriage advice for those who may be going through a tough time?
Communicate openly. Communication is the key. And I've been big on being present for everyone in moments where you have allocated time. So if I've made a day and I've said I'm allocating to this, I'm dedicated to that, then my full presence is there in that moment. But as far as like our shows, I think communication is the key. Mutual respect is key, and value add. I think those are the three components that we've seen some people lack. But that's something that, you know, we've heard Shai talk about a bunch, right? We don't know how to effectively communicate with each other, whether it be in the streets, whether it be in business, whether it be on a team. And so it's a skill that is not taught, but it's a skill that needs to be learned. So if we can lead by demonstration, so be it.
I would say as far as breakups, it almost impossible that it ever works out. 90%, there's always exceptions to the rule. 90% of people, when you look at music groups, when you look at podcasters, people that left, they never made more money than what they did when they were with the band. Mm-hmm. The band never does better. Migos, the band never does better separately than it does collectively.
90%. You said 90%.
I just said
90%. I said you agreed.
Just said that.
90%. 90%.
So because when you're leaving, you're looking at it from a, like, what you're not getting, or you could be a bigger star. It's never going to be perfect, but the collective made you who you are. Your ego is going to drop you tremendously. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. This is an important lesson for everybody to understand. You're never going to be happy. It's to be able to accept where you are. There's always going
to
be
work harder to not be in that spot that you're in if you don't like it too. That's the other part I don't think this talked about enough, is like, bring more value then if you want more value to be given to you.
Yeah, or just accept it. Like Dennis Rodman, right? Accepted his role as a rebounder, as a defensive player. Never was a 20-point scorer. Never led the league in assists. Never, you know, but that's his role for the team, mm-hmm. right? You leave the team, now you put your career at jeopardy. So I think it's important to understand your role for the team and accept it and be okay with it, because when you leave, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be in a worse situation than you were previously. Very rarely do you leave and you're in a better situation. Happens, but most of the time it doesn't.
Yeah.
Most of the time when these groups break up, they're never the same.
Can I ask something?
112 was never the same. The Jagged Edge was never the same.
Not the 112.
Drew Hill got 6 numbers.
Fat Boys was never the same.
Rest in peace. Can I ask something to what your point? Because what you're saying is
Rockefeller Records was never the same.
Yeah.
To the point of accepting your role, inside of that acceptance, it needs to be a level of excellence inside of it, right? So, like, if this is going to be my role, then I need to be exceptional at it.
Yep.
I can't be mediocre at it. Like, I need to be exceptional at it. So that analogy we used with Rodman, yes, when he was on Detroit, he accepted that role, but he made it a challenge to say, you know, I'm going to be the best defender. I'm going to be the best rebounder. I might not be the best teammate, right? Or maybe he is. Some of his teammates will say he is, but I'm going to be exceptional at the thing that my role has mitigated me to be. And most people don't do that. They'll say, all right, this is my role. Well, this is my role. This is what I got to do. Nah, be great at it. Be great at it. Because in the event that you do leave, and like you said, most of the times, 90%, it probably won't work. But if you're excellent and you excel at the role that you had, you can take that role somewhere else. Now, probably not going to have the same level of success most times, but you've excelled in an area.
It's never going to work out. Instead of looking at where you should be, look at where you came from. Like, you could be homeless, right? And now y'all working together, and now you became a millionaire. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking that you're not where you should be, so you leave to pursue your own personal thing. But look at where you actually came from. It's actually a miracle that you actually achieved the success that you did achieve, and that's because of the teamwork. So this is a story we can kind of just keep saying over and over again. It's going to keep happening because it's human nature. Human nature is always going to be pride, ego. It's always going to be somebody else in your ear. It's the story of Othello. There's always going to be whisperers in your ear that will sow deceit, that will feed your ego. And after a while, it's only so much that a person can hear before they start to believe what they're hearing. Mm-hmm. And then it changes the dynamic. And now they start to be passive aggressive. They start to act out of character. They do things like come late on purpose, variety of different things that you see happening. And this is bigger than just shows, but it just happens in the workplace. It happens in business. Across the board.
Yeah.
And no matter how many times, no matter how many examples that you see, it's going to continue to happen. Because human nature, especially men, human nature will always lead to breakups. It just happens, unfortunately. And like I said, you would think that people would just learn from other people's success. Like, yo, nah, Rockefeller was never, Jay-Z is still Jay-Z. But the vast majority of those people, it didn't work out for them the same way it was when they were together. You would think, like, all right, let's use this as an example. No, it's not. It's going to continue to happen.
Yeah. Put out a post last week that podcasting 2.0, this version of the business model, is dead. And some people are like, why are you still doing the show? I'm like, well, our show's been profitable from inception. I think the business models need to change. But if we look at Spotify, over the last fiscal year, Spotify profit margin is negative 3.6%. Operating margin is negative 6.9%. Gross margin is only 24.9%. And the EBITDA margin is negative 5.494%. Return on assets is negative 12%. Return on equity for Spotify is negative 42%. So if they are a market maker and they put $1 billion into shows and they are net negative, what does that tell you about most of the people who are in the space? And I'm going to say it, a lot of you music executives who tried to pull the okie doke on a lot of black artists and got them to run over the same trick that you're trying to pull, we're not going to let that shit fly. I still can't get told what the real answer, what a show listener or a stream is worth.
And it happens, like I read every comment. This happens with this show. We have a partnership that works. We've had a platform. Ian had expertise. We've come together. Yeah. It's a back and forth dynamic. It's a ask questions, answers the questions. We add our commentary to the questions. It's been a successful formula here. We've done shows. We've done a world tour, made money.
Mm-hmm.
This is a formula that has worked. And I see comments every once in a while, but I see comments. Ian, I can't wait for you to leave and do your own show. Well, that's you're sowing a level of deceit that it's not needed.
Yeah.
But it's also speaks to the level of dysfunction that we have as people. I won't even say just black people, just as people, right?
Yeah.
Whenever something works too well, we want to ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
You want
to ruin it. Or change. Like, somebody was like, yo, y'all changed. I know y'all didn't get to hang around Diddy by you still talking VOO, VTI. I'm like, I've been talking the same shit since then, and I still ain't met Puff. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what? We didn't get it. I didn't get initiated into Doja's Illuminati. Like, and also, to even with doing more shows, if you most people are not doing
Doja's
shows,
Illuminati,
shout to Doja, the album decent. It sound like the funding out there, but. You know, Sam Smith, I ain't in his Illuminati. You know,
but now stop doing that because they do that all the time. Like, they do that all the time. We'll be at the NBA finals and, like, where's MG the mortgage guy? I don't know. Where's that? Like, everybody is not together all the time. Like, now I'm saying, like, stop doing that.
I think oh, my God.
But they it happens. If you're not somewhere, right, and I'm there, the first thing I'll ask, like, I could be with my, yo, where's Rashad?
Mm-hmm.
Probably with his family. I don't know. They see us together all the time.
But stop doing that. It's unnecessary.
I told you before we were commenting, I did a podcast and the guy was like, man, I miss when you and Rashad argued. I'm like, why? I ain't bringing a lot of energy back.
Yo, Shadi, you switch roles with Ian. Like, you're arguing.
Yeah, but he can have a leather jacket. I'm cool. I'm so peaceful. Drinking my little coconut water. Yeah, I'm cool. Because I told everybody, like, once I got done yelling to Vegas 2 years ago and y'all didn't listen, cool, I'm going to let y'all deal with what's happening. I told y'all about Coinbase. Oh, God, you don't know. Da-da-da-da. All right. Cool. I feel you. Coinbase, negative profit margin of 82%, negative operating margin of 48%, negative EBITDA margin of 50.8%. FTX blows up, and here comes Larry Fink and Jamie Dimon at the same damn time. Like, let me pick up all these assets and run the shit to the moon.
At the same damn time. And once again, this is the last thing I'll say about this. As a business, because this is a business lesson here, it's only going to work if everybody can put their egos aside, if everybody can accept their roles, and if everybody's eating. That's the only way it's going to work. It's not going to work. If one of those things are missing out the equation, it's not going to work. Everybody has to eat. Everybody has to put their ego aside. Everybody has to accept their roles. And everybody's roles are different. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay that sometimes people will excel faster than you. And they will have different opportunities that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you have to be okay with. You're not, everybody can't be Joe Montana. Everybody can't be Deion Sanders. Everybody can't be Michael Jordan, right? These are all champions. The reason why I use these examples, because everybody won a ring. Everybody made money. Mm-hmm. Now, Michael Jordan made more money than Craig Elo. He did.
Craig Talon was better.
He's more of a special person.
Yeah.
Craig Eagle's not a champ, bro.
He's more of a special person.
I'm saying Craig Eagle's not a champ. Steve Kerr would be
Steve
better.
Kerr.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So when you're in your business, accept that. Be okay with it. And that's how everybody's going to accelerate. The moment that you don't accept it and the moment that you try to fight against it, well, Kevin Durant left one of the greatest teams of all time. There's no need for that situation to happen. It was internal issues from a variety of different people inside of the organization. Shout out to KD. I'm not blaming him, but I'm just saying
this is a
perfect example. You have literally one of the greatest teams ever assembled. There's no need to break it up. There's no need to
break it up. Got rid of Draymond?
Pride and ego. Not accepting your roles. Not accepting people that are higher levels than yourself.
Yeah.
This goes back to Cain and Abel. This goes back to the beginning of time.
That's a great example.
This goes back to the beginning of time. Like, I mean, we have to stop doing that because it's never going to be the same. It's never going to be the same.
That's a great example.
Jordan Poole called him an expensive backpack. You deserve that punch. Once that came out, I was like, bro, what you expect?
But that was what Cain, I mean, that's what he said, right? Like, when they got in that argument, versus the Clippers, when he didn't pass on the ball and there was no repercussion for it, he realized that the dynamics had changed and wasn't going to be somewhere he could stay.
Yep.
Be mindful, ladies and gentlemen.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.